Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's second quarter 2018 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our second quarter income statement. During the second quarter of 2018, D-Link registered total revenue of 5.204 billion dollar, down 4.5% from last quarter and 11.2% from a year-ago quarter. The strong project pull in Europe continued to be the main revenue driver in the second quarter and made up for the lower retail sales this quarter. As competition intensifies and product life cycle shortened, retail sales in wireless and digital home came in the lower range of our expectation. On the other hand, the company's new product launch is on track to meet the seasonal retail demand in the second half year. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 29.1%, at about the same level as the last quarter, with margin gain in project shipment offsetting unfavorable products mix. During second quarter 2018, inventory provision loss was 22 million higher than prior quarter, contributing to the lower gross margin, 28.5%. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 98 million, comprised of 15 million loss recognized from investee company account under the equity method, NT dollar 41 million FX loss due to stronger US dollar, and 42 million other losses due to a one-time tax charge. Consolidated net loss after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 54 million, resulting from the company's effort to deliver bottom-line performance by restructuring the underperforming business and scrutinize OpEx spending. For two consecutive quarters, operating income remained at about 1% of revenue. EPS was NT dollar -0.08 per share based on weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.42 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison on non-operating income. Non-operating loss reported for the second quarter was 98 million as compared to NT dollar 2 million income, mainly due to loss derived from investee company, unfavorable FX movement, and a one-time charge, as mentioned earlier. For the summary of the first half 2018 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For the first half of 2018, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 10.187 billion, up 8.3% from first half 2017. Gross margin, including the impact of inventory provision, was 28.6%, improved considerably from 25.4%. Consolidated net loss was NT dollar 41 million, due mainly to negative impact from non-operating items. The company reported NT dollar 116 million operating income in the first half as compared to NT dollar 409 million losses in the first half of 2017. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.54 billion. Accounts receivable increased to NT dollar 5 billion, and AR turnover days was 84 days due to a higher volume in projects which carried longer payment term as compared to other channels partners. We expect this trend will continue through to the third quarter. Now please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 84 days, in line with our normal conversion. Inventory days on hand were 81 days, up from prior sequential quarter, as we are stocking up for the retail season in the second half year. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.6 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.48. Return of equity for the second quarter was -2.4%. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by regions. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 55% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe 34.7% and North America 10.3%. For the North America and Europe region, second quarter 18 sales were up 15.6% and 16.4% respectively, due to more project shipment in wireless segment. Emerging and Asia Pacific market were down by 3.5% quarter for quarter, mostly due to unfavorable FX translation as well as weaker demand due to the strengthening US dollar. Please move to page 8, which shows the second quarter 2018 revenue breakdown by product category. Switch accounted for 31.9% of total second quarter sales. Wireless contributed to 37.6%, while broadband was at 9.8%, digital home at 6.1%, and others with 14.5%. During the second quarter in 2018, Switch sales were down 3.3% quarter over quarter. Wireless was up 30% due to project shipment. Broadband were down 25.7% with less projects in this product segment. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.